Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Are there former Soviet KGB agents running the city of Lake Worth, Florida? We're going to discuss this on today's Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Barber. Joining me in studio is Richard Mast, a litigation attorney with Liberty Counsel. Boy, you know, Richard, I've been in the culture wars, if you will, engaged in the fight defending religious liberty and attacks against freedom of Christian expression and for a number of years now. And rarely do things just make my jaw hit the ground. But this is a case happening in Lake Worth, Florida right now. Liberty Counsel has gotten involved, is demanding that the city of Lake Worth retract its baseless position that all local churches, some in the community for nearly 100 years, must now obtain a, quote, business license. And the kicker here is that, and I'll read some direct quotes here in a minute, but that they even sent spies into a church at a coffee shop, being held at a coffee shop. And of course, the church is the body of individuals. It's not a particular building or whatever. But they sent spies in and had this eerie Orwellian write-up about these people guilty of the crime of a, quote, ministry in progress. Anyway, explain the context. What's going on here?
Well, the context is there's a coffee bar in downtown Lake Worth that is run by a pastor who ministers the community in numerous aspects. He's got a small startup church called Common Ground Church, Pastor Mike Olive. And this is a regular coffee bar like you would see in quaint downtown areas. It's got a business license. It's got a certificate of use and occupancy. And he's holding a meeting. He has a number of different community events there, like an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting is allowed to meet there once a week, Narcotics Anonymous. And this small startup church, 45 members, comes on Sunday mornings and meets for worship and prayer and singing in the coffee bar, much like many other people go to coffee bars for other reasons.
Well, yeah. I mean, you often hear about people going to coffee shops for poetry readings, and they'll have a poetry club or that meets at a particular coffee shop. So does a poetry club have to get a separate license to do business, to gather together in a coffee shop and read poetry? Of course not.
That's right, Matt. It's no different. And there are numerous other types of activities of this nature that could meet in a coffee shop or a restaurant or a sports bar. The city's taking the position now that at some point, we don't know when, an informal gathering of individuals at a food establishment will cross the line and require its own business license because it's such a different use of that property than what is allowed.
The courts have prohibitions against things that are vague, unilateral, that are
arbitrary and capricious.
Yeah, this is arbitrary and capricious to the letter here. This is textbook arbitrary and capricious. Well, here's where it gets even weirder, and this is eerie. The city actually sent an employee, a spy, to go in and spy on the common ground and record its worship activities. The city employee's statement, Richard, it reads like a report from behind the Iron Curtain describing illicit activity. It says this, quote, "I walked back to the coffee bar and was able to visualize what appeared to be ministry in progress, including someone speaking from a podium, overhead TV or projection with scripture verse on it, rows of people sitting in churches on both sides, like a gathering setting, people holding what appeared to be Bibles or religious books as one had a cross on it." This report states that a video was captured on the city phone to be used, quote, "for future court presentation." This is uncanny. This is a microcosm, unfortunately, though, of what we're seeing across the country with a rise in hostility toward Christianity and freedom of religious expression. Richard, the city of Lake Worth, Florida here is so out of line, and their activities are so bizarre and unconstitutional and Orwellian. I'm just almost at a loss for words.
Well, I am too, Matt, but it's just amazing. They are doubling down now. They have contacted the landlord and told him the easiest thing for you to do is just to kick the church out. And they are continuing to push this idea that they can require a business license for people simply getting together to discuss, to worship, to sing songs. The church is not just a building. It may be in their secular sense that, oh, that's a church building and we have a right to regulate it. The church is the entire body of believers. And if the city allows secular assemblies, which it does, there are bars, there are sports bars, people gather for all kinds of things, then it must allow a body of believers to get together where it doesn't exceed the occupancy on the business license of the establishment.
Well, to the extent that there is a, quote, separation of church and state, that, of course, is not in the Constitution, that phrase. It's from a letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptists. In its proper context, that term, a wall of separation between church and state, was Thomas Jefferson reassuring the Danbury Baptists that there is a wall of separation protecting the church from exactly this kind of infringement upon religious liberty that the First Amendment prohibits from the state. The state here, in this case, the state being the city of Lake Worth, is in a clear violation of the First Amendment. They are infringing upon and taking a sledgehammer to Jefferson's wall of separation of church and state, which was solely designed to protect the church from this exact kind of activity. Am I right?
You're exactly right. We see so many kinds of facially neutral religious, land use regulations being applied to churches on the basis of covert hostility. They're saying on the one hand, oh, this is something that applies to everybody. It's just a reasonable life and health and safety regulation. When we've got statements from at least one city commissioner saying, you better not be holding a church down there when it first started. I mean, he wasn't saying you better not be holding a church down there without a use and occupational license because I'm so concerned about your safety. It's hostility towards religious belief and religious assembly. It directly violates the freedom to peaceably assemble. And this is something Liberty Council won't stand for. We've gone back and forth with the city. We're prepared to do more.
Well, in the city here has really these individual representatives of the government, agents of the government, really here, and ostensibly the United States government, not the Soviet Union, but they're behaving like they're agents of the Soviet Union. They have really brought shame and embarrassment upon the city of Lake Worth. This has become a national story. The residents of Lake Worth are embarrassed by this, and they are mobilizing. Correct me if I'm wrong. They held a prayer vigil, and even the atheists hostile to Christianity, they responded to that. Explain that a little bit.
Well, when instead of saying, you know, we support the rights of belief or non-belief, local atheists organized a counter anti-prayer vigil, a reason vigil, in which they came out to oppose those silly Christians that think they're constantly being discriminated against.
Not surprising, because again, you hit the nail on the head when you said that this stems from animus and hostility toward Christianity. There's nothing new, folks. Jesus told us that they would hate us because they first hated him. They hate him, and so that manifests itself because as Christians, we are commanded to be Christ's hands and his feet, to spread the good news of the gospel far and wide to all corners of the earth, including to the Common Ground coffee shop, to use that to invite the community in to hear the good news of the gospel. Pontius Pilate and the Romans, and in this case, city council and the leaders in Lake Worth, Florida, they can't have that. So they are expressing their hatred of Christ as hostility toward the freedom of religious expression. Liberty Council is fighting this battle, will not cease fighting this battle. We will publicize this story from the rooftops. This is Orwellian. This is, it's getting worse. The hostility toward religious freedom, toward Christianity, and specifically is, I believe, at an all-time high. It's going to continue to rise, and it starts with the president of the United States, and it goes all the way down to the City Council of Lake Worth, Florida, and beyond. This is a trend. It's going to get worse before it gets better. That's why we, as Christ followers, we know to expect this. It's biblical, but we need to be in prayer because Jesus is not going to give us more than we can handle. So join with Liberty Council as Liberty Council stands in the gap against this kind of religious persecution, and that's what it is, this kind of anti-Christian discrimination. Go to lc.org or call Liberty Council at 1-800-671-1776. Stand with Liberty Council as Liberty Council stands for religious freedom.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.